cosine theta of z times v1z plus sine theta of z times w1z. Okay, I'm just expressing the other longitude using the base, using the trivialization I've found of the boundary of the regular neighborhood. And now I can take n, so I can define definition, lambda 2 minus lambda 1 equals the degree of the map from S1 to Z, Z in S1 to e to the I theta Z in S1. So this actually, this simply means if you have this solid torus, which is the boundary of the regular neighborhood of the knot, you have the first longitude, lambda 1. You have a well-defined positive rotation on around, this is what I call mu 1 before. And the other longitude will be, say, for instance, if it's like that, you see locally this gives a contribution of plus 2 to lambda 2 minus lambda 1. Okay? And now, so first fact is that facts, they are all quite easy. This is independent of the orientation. It's basically because if you change, I didn't say what the degree, are you all familiar with what degree means in this case? So, for instance, the degree of, f from S1 to S1, for instance, is n. If F1, F star of the standard generator of the fundamental group is n, the standard generator of the fundamental group. Okay? And so I will not give all the details, but changing alpha to alpha tuido of z given by alpha of, say, complex conjugate of z, which means changing the orientation, opposite orientation, gives, so this is really quite easy exercise, gives lambda 2 minus lambda 1 equal the degree of the map z maps to e to the minus I theta z. This is easy to see. And so you pre and postcompose with conjugation, sorry, z bar. Sorry, so it is the same as before. And I will not provide the details, but it's well-defined up to isotopy of lambda 1 and lambda 2. And so knowing lambda 1 and lambda 2 minus lambda 1 determines lambda 2 up to isotopy, because the curves on the boundary of the solid torus, on a torus, are determined by the Yeah, actually, I could have used homology, but by their homology class. Okay, so this is all quite easy. Okay, so the space of framings is an affine space, but actually, I will just announce this and then stop. It's a deeper fact. So fact. There is a natural zero framing. So the set of framings is not just an affine space over Z, it's really Z. Can be identified canonically to Z in a natural fashion. So maybe I can explain this. 5 minutes. So I said UK is the regular neighborhood. And I will define E of K to be S3 minus UK, say, closure. So, of course, as I said before, if K is the unknot, E of K, the exterior of K, is again a solid torus. But in general, it isn't. Okay, so it's just a three-manifold bounded by a torus. And now, so do you know homology? Okay, S3 is, say, U union E, and U intersection E is a torus. On this torus, I will draw it as if it were trivial, but it isn't. I can take, as before, lambda any longitude, and mu any meridian, at least oriented so that mu wraps positively around lambda if lambda is pushed as the core of the solid torus. And now we can take a piece of the Mary Vettori's exact sequence. And so I get H2 of the union, S3, maps to H1, so this is Mayer Vietoris, to H1 of T, maps to H1 of U, direct sun H1 of E, maps to H1 of S3. Now, this is zero. This is also zero. H1 of T is Z2 generated canonically by lambda and mu. H1 of U is a regular neighborhood of K, so it collapses onto K. Lambda is isotopic within U to K. So this is Z of lambda. And it follows easily that H1 of E is generated by mu. So the homology of the complement is generated by the meridian. Now, if I take the map, the inclusion J of T into E, So the given longitude I have chosen, J star of lambda, will be some n times mu. So this means that I can define lambda 0 to be lambda minus n times mu, and I have J star of lambda 0 equals 0. Okay? So this is the preferred base point. So the base point lambda 0 for the space of framings, which is the same as the space of longitudes, is the unique longitude that is zero in H1 of the exterior of K. This is the base point. Okay, see you next week. Non capisco perché. L'ho fatta partire la registrazione prima, giusto? L'ha detto, però... Perché fa così? Ah, interrompe la registrazione, glielo devo dire. Speriamo che la...